Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, sit back and relax as we take you on a journey to the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter today, sponsored by the WrestleTalk Podcast, www.wrestletalkpodcast.com. Sit back and enjoy the show. The Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter today starts in 5. Cool. 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen of the FWWC today, I am the baby face you love to hate and the host with the most, AJ Atticus. Joining me is my co-host, the admin, D1 Mills, and, I see our corner co-host, Rick Price, or Richard Priest, is not here with us at this moment. I do understand he was in the match versus my brother Massacre. So he will be joining us as soon as he possibly can.
Man,
how are you doing tonight?
Bro, I am doing freaking awesome. I was just going to touch on, man, after that ass-kicking that guy took, hey, you know what? I'm surprised he isn't here tonight. Bro, we're going to get into that a little bit, man. Yo, Raw was excellent tonight, man, in the FWWC. Woo, AJ, yo, we got a lot to talk about. But before we do that, man, we got to pay some bills. So, ladies and gentlemen, listening tonight, FWWC today, we are sponsored in part or full part or however many parts you want to call it by the best wrestling podcast in the world, the WrestleTalk Podcast with Jerome and A. Check those guys out every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central on www.wrestletalkpodcast.com. You can check out the fantasy group also at www.wrestletalkpodcast.com/fantasy-wrestling-worldwide-chapter. I'm going to tell you something, man. This is show number two. Show number two, AJ. Can you believe it? Show number two, oh. Bro. We are super, super excited to be here tonight, man. I am just stoked. What about you, man?
I am just so, so happy that we got through episode one. That little bumps and things here, but you know what? We made it through, and we are on to episode two. It is amazing. It's amazing how far we have come from being a short segment on the WrestleTalk podcast to now being our own hour-long show. It is amazing. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I think I just got some breaking news sent my way.
Uh-oh. What you got, right here, yes.
In my email, it was just sent to me from the BOD. Ladies and gentlemen, after protesting and the winning matches and cutting promos, it has just been brought to my attention that Mason the Mechanic Murray has been added to the triple threat match between Legion and El Luchador for the European Championship at Fastlane. All that hard work has paid off for that man.
Man, you know what? That's some big, huge, gigantic news. First of all, introducing a new title in the FWWC is great, incredible news. Second of all, man, we're going to go ahead and touch on that, man. We're going to do a Raw recap, but since you're on the subject, man, let's talk about that match first that went down tonight, man. Oh, man, the European title, what, the number two spot we was contending for tonight between Mr. Professor Capel, Legion, and Richter. Tonight, the number two spot went to my man Legion, and I'll be honest with you, AJ, you know, I've been following Legion, I've been following Professor Capel, I've been following Richter since the beginning of their careers here in the FWWC. You know, Legion's been in and out, Professor Capel's been constant, and Richter, we know how that guy operates his work. In my opinion, man, it's a long time coming for Legion. You know, he's been through a lot, you know, in his career, man. He had some ups and downs. Hell, he started with the Hardcore Lucha Crew way back in the day. So, my thing is this. Legion deserves this spot for this championship title. I'm excited to see him. I'm even more excited for my man Mason the Mechanic Murray, yo. I'm a big fan of that guy. Me, myself, I'm a country boy all the way from Arkansas. So it's going to be good to see this redneck put it down and throw it down. And, bruh, El Luchador and KC, them two guys getting the – what the hell? Oh, God.
Oh,
not
great.
Again. Dude, what? Really? During the Raw recap? Really?
Good evening, SWWC Today. It is your co-host, Richard Priest. I'm a little banged up, a little beat up after my match, but I am here because you all want me to be.
Richard Priest, I actually wanted to ask you something about that. Since we are doing the Raw recap, you had your match against Massacre tonight, my brother, you were really hard on the fact that he does not deserve to be brought up to the main roster because of his winning streak. Now, it may not have been a win tonight. You guys tied. Do you feel that by him tying with a man who feels he is greater than everybody on this roster, that maybe he may have earned the opportunity to move up?
James, it's like you said. He didn't win. He couldn't beat me.
But you didn't beat him.
I didn't have to beat him. I've already proven myself. You know, your ugly step or your ugly twin brother didn't win.
We're
he
identical.
Didn't make it. Well, then that just goes to show your mom was ugly too. But got him. Got him.
Can we finish the Raw recap? Then you boys can get back to your arguing and bickering. Or do you want to go ahead? We got a whole hour. I mean. Lord knows
we
I can listen
more,
to
those. A few more matches that were important.
Right. In any event, moving on. One of the more important matches tonight, man, we had the Inferno I Want Your IC title match between my man, Marcus Mayhem, and Arden Murphy. And surprisingly,
Familia's own Marcus Mayhem and one half of the Rough Riders.
Do you want to do this? Hey, Richard Priest, do you want to do the recap? Do you want to do the rest of the recap, bro? Number one, you come in late because you got your ass kicked. Number two, you want to come in and interrupt me. Hey, man, you're more than likely. I can fax over. I can fax the card over to you, brother. And then you can go ahead and finish this thing. You feel me?
Carry on, sir.
Oh, good, man. I love this show. All right, moving on. Something else interesting tonight. Again, shout out to Marcus Mayhem, man. He will be competing for the Intercontinental Championship. Also, another interesting match happened tonight on the Raw recap. Danny Lane and my boy, D-Rang. Danny Lane went missing. Like, what happened? He walked out the man. What the? Can anybody explain what the hell happened with him? D-Rang wins by countout. But, AJ, Richard. Is there any whereabouts? What the hell happened to D-Lane? What's going down?
I'm not quite sure what happened to Danny Lane, but I do believe right now we have Deodric Rain on the line. If we could possibly patch him in, maybe he might be able to shed some light on that whole situation.
Well, let's get him on.
Timmy, do we have Deodric Rain?
Yeah, I'm here.
Deodric Rain, how are you doing tonight?
Well, not very well. I'm pretty pissed off still.
I want to try and get through this as fast as we can. We got a few more matches we got to cover, but what exactly happened in your match between you and Danny Lane? It didn't seem like a lot of action really happened. You guys got face-to-face and got a little mouthy, and then he disappeared.
Well, as I said all week, last week, he's a coward. And he didn't have what it takes to face me tonight because he doesn't want to lose twice.
DeAndrick, it's Richard Priest here. I get your match tonight was cut short, but you still have a match coming up with Danny Lane. I mean, he doesn't have anything to prove as a champion facing you in a non-title match. So if it was me, I would just lick my wounds and go into Fastlane and try to beat him there.
I'm going to beat him there.
Well, all kidding aside, fellas, like I said, man, I've always been a big fan of the UFC division. Hey, hell, I'm the author and creator of it. And my thing is this, man. I've seen a lot of guys walk into UXT. I've seen a lot of guys walk out of UXT. And I'm telling you something. This Sunday, my boy D-Rain, he's got a lot to prove. But guess what? Yo, D-Rain, I'm proud of you, brother. And I got a good feeling you might come out on top, man. But you know what? You got to work your ass off. You got to prove yourself, man. You got to show the entire FWWC why you deserve to be the new UXT champion, man. You got my support from the admin, brother. Go do your thing.
All right, and I do believe DeAndre Graydon is off the line now.
A few words there, a man of few short words.
So I need to bring up one very, very, very big important thing that happened tonight.
Got him!
Ladies and gentlemen, I need to bring up somebody who is kind of on a roll lately. A lot of people would say Tank is on a roll, but that's actually not the man I am talking about. I am talking about the heel deal, Daniel Anton, I believe his name. He beat the legend Jimbo Slice tonight. And if memory serves me correct tonight, didn't the heel deal pull a perfect card?
Well, from what I'm researching, he did it. Yeah.
So, yeah, the heel deal gets the Henning Award for the night for having a perfect card.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's amazing to see a rookie, a guy who is his third match, and he's 3-0 now, and he just absolutely beat the legend Jimbo Slice. It blew my mind to see that happen.
Yeah.
Me too, man. Yeah, go ahead. Hey, Richard Priest, yo, check it. As a man who I respect, not only as a man who I respect, Mr. Jimbo Slice, yo, it's kind of tough to look at, you know, where Jimbo has came from and where he is right now. I mean, ever since he lost the Warriors Heart Championship, you know, it just seems like he hasn't been the same guy. I mean, in my opinion, the greatest Warriors Heart champion inside this entire group ever. One of the greatest tag champions, the very first Legends champion. Like, Jimbo doesn't have to prove himself, man. But to go out tonight and lose to a rookie, I mean, you know, no disrespect to you guys, fellas, but my goodness. It seems like an old dog out there, man, trying to rumble up with the young pup. And the young pup won. So, I mean, I don't know, guys. Jimbo's my guy. Jimbo's my man. But I don't know, Richard, what you think.
Isn't Jimbo Slice still up for the U.S. title match, though, as well? I mean, at least he's still in a title shot. Like that's something we do have to still give him credit for. I mean, I don't want to point out losses and losses and losses, but, I mean, he's going to be on the rise here real soon again. I'm hoping. I mean, and I'll admit, I'm not always a fan of La Familia, but there are certain people in there I have much respect for.
And thank you, AJ. We have respect for you, too. But the heel deal is kind of showing he might be the real deal tonight. I mean, he's 3-0. The only thing I don't like about it is the fact he's intruding on me being the number one heel of the chapter.
And, sir, that is a title you will retain forever and forever. But just make sure you're on time next time. And finally, a match that I want to talk about, man. And when we get into, you know, pay-per-views coming up, you know, like we do every pay-per-view in the Fantasy Worldwide chapter, again, what we do is we do these fantasy matches that you guys are hearing. We do them from Raw. We do them for SmackDown. But going into pay-per-views, okay, going into pay-per-views that we do for each WWE pay-per-view, momentum is a huge thing. You know, momentum, being able to, you know, beat your opponent on whichever night going into the Sunday. Wins and losses are very important. And tonight we had a UXT Shut Your Trap match between my man Tank, who I still think isn't getting the proper respect from the board of directors, and Mr. El Luchador de KC himself. And Tank won by disqualification. I stepped away from the monitors for a hot sec. All I saw was Tank had a victory. Like, what the heck, man? El Luchador losing going into Sunday? That's a momentum killer, bro. Like, again, El Luchador is a good guy. He's a great guy, but, I mean, this L is a big deal, and it kind of hurts his chances for winning that European championship, boys.
Yeah, what happened in that El Luchador lost his cool and attacked Tank with a chair.
Yeah, Luchador did lose his cool. But one thing I did see a lot tonight of is there's a lot of the UXT guys that are kind of giving some main roster guys a run for their money.
Well, and another thing Tank did tonight was he for once, and I've been in a few matches with Tank, he finally impressed me tonight. He showed confidence in the ring. He showed the ability to use his size other than working his way around a buffet. And it was a great and perfect match all the way around.
Oh, man, my apologies, man. My apologies for that laugh. We sure appreciate something else, man. But, yeah, like every Monday night, man, we want to recap the matches from the FWC Raw Challenge brought to you again by the WrestleTalk Podcast with Joe and Renee, man. Check those guys out every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central. But I think we need to move on, man, and get to our next segment. Mr. AJ Atticus, sir, I think this one is on you. Bless the people with what you got, bro. Let's do it.
Let's move on to our promo of the week. But before we hit that music, before we hit that music, I have to state we're going to do it a little different this week because we have promos of the week. Hit that music. Ladies and gentlemen, what we are doing here is the promo of the week. We just like to pay our respects to a couple of people who have taken the time and dropped some of what we feel is the best promos of this week. And got a little thing special this week because it's more than just one person. We actually have the Titans of Time who cut a very lengthy promo, kind of took and gave us a lot of information on them, where they came from, where they're headed. He is our current U.S. Championship, Kronos, the Titan of Time, who, as I said, will be facing Jimbo Slice. And, I mean, you know, there was a lot of, what I feel for them, a lot of emotion put behind that, a lot of time put behind that. And then also we have our current UFC champion, Danny Lane, who cut a few promos this week, discussing things with Deodric Rain, and then even mentioning the newfound, I guess, aggression that Masker had by cutting the gimmick and taking his mask off during his promo. So, Danny Lane and the Titans of Time, I feel, did a great job in their promos. They put a lot behind it, and I feel like with Danny Lane, all of his promos connect. You can always just watch them in order and just feel like you're always getting a new story out of them. I don't know what your guys' thoughts are, but that's kind of where I'm coming from on those.
You know, I will say the one thing about Danny Lane is his promos. If you watch them in chronological order, they tell a story. Especially the story he was telling about Deodric Rain, you know, going on about his special effects and then mentioning how he dropped the special effects and just kind of continued on, and it was beautiful.
And honestly, guys, when it comes to promos, man, you know, me personally, as a guy who's been in the FWC for the longest since its inauguration, man, you know, it's one thing to promo. You know, it's one thing to get on camera and run your mouth and say a bunch of words that no one can understand or bored about. But it's another thing to get on camera and become that person that is telling the story, to become that person and, you know, just being that guy, man, you know, just taking your persona, taking your character and putting it on paper, putting it on film and just giving everything you got. I mean, I can't remember the last time we seen, you guys remember back when we used to have the car promos, when the guys used to sit in the front seat of the car and ride down the street and ride down the highway, and you was praying to God that the cops didn't pull up next to him. Like, come on. Now we're having on-site promos, on-location promos, day promos, night promos, in the woods promos, at the lake promos, at the castle promos. Like, honestly, these guys are putting everything and all into what they're doing. And that is the standard we hold here at the FWWC. You know, we just don't get on camera and just ramble and do our thing. No, we want you to know who we are. We want you to feel who we are, our characters, you know, the people we come up with. So when you get promo of the week, or in this case, promos of the week, man, that means you went the extra mile. You know, gone are the days of regular, boring, you know, mediocre promos. We're not doing it anymore. We got effects. We got music. We got Viva Video. Thank God. You know, so it's something special to see everybody in this group, everybody in this chapter, making it more unique every single day. So, again, shout out to those guys, man. Y'all all deserved it. For sure.
Actually, DeJuan, we do have a character who is on hold right now that I really want to bring on, because I have a few questions I need to ask this gentleman. I do believe we have Big Beer Kenny on hold right now.
Oh.
The redneck, Big Beer Kenny, are you there, sir?
I am. What's up, boys and girls?
First off, Kenny,
what's poppin', BBK?
I want to ask you about you coming out and hitting Massacre after our match tonight.
Well, quite honestly, dude, he had it coming for him, you know. The boy thinks he's you know, he's bigger than his britches are, and, you know, he came after me a couple times, so I figured I'd just return the favor, right?
I mean, I would have to agree. Massacre, as of lately, has been kind of off the hinges, and you had every right to come in and retaliate against him. But I have a question for you, because it has been brought to my attention that you guys are supposed to face each other at Fastlane. Is that correct?
Well, that's the rumor I'm hearing. However, you know, he's high on the hog there. He's going to get that. He's going to go for the Legends belt. Well, you know, that's a main roster title, right? So him being in the lowlies of UXT, he's kind of out of the running for it.
But,
as far as Fastlane goes, he can come on. I ain't gonna run from him. He can come on and, you know, go toe to toe with the bearded one, but the outcome's gonna be the same as it was tonight. He's gonna wind up on the mat, he's gonna wind up hurt. And that's just how it's going to go.
Now, Kenny, you actually came to me telling me that you wanted some time here on the FWC today because you have something you need to get off your chest, some big announcement you need to make to the people. Here's your time,
so
take the spotlight.
So here we go. So now, y'all, I've been around a long time in the FWC. You know, we've seen ups and downs. You know, it's always been, you know, Kenny, the bearded one with the redneck Ray and the raging rednecks. And, you know, that's who it's been as far as I'm concerned. Well, with Massacre's cheap shots lately, it's made me realize that something has to change as far as I'm concerned. So with that being said, I need somebody to watch my back. You know, it can't just be me anymore. Things have gotten too big. So with that being said, as of right now, the bearded one, the redneck extraordinaire, is now a member of La Familia.
Boom.
I mean,
wow.
And welcome to the family, Kenny. Welcome, sir. I will be the first, as a member of La Familia, to welcome you to La Familia.
So that makes, what, like 30 members now?
Yeah, whoa.
You know what? Don't be jealous because you got kicked out.
Richard, no. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, let me make everything perfectly clear. I am the admin, okay? I am the admin, so I am fair, I am unbiased, and I call everything down the middle. So let that be known. I have no personal vendetta with anybody. I have no dog in this fight. But here's the deal. Kenny, Big Beard Kenny, who has been in this group for years upon years upon years, who has many battles with many members of this chapter, who's also had his run-in with La Familia every now and then. Why in the world would you associate yourself with La Familia? Now, my thing is this. Nothing's wrong with La Familia. Again, I'm a fan. But Big Beard Kenny, you've always seemed to be the kind of guy that can stand on your own, that can hold your own. Are you really saying you need this clique to watch your back, or was this something that was done on the back end? See, I'm the admin, so I'm going to ask the hard-ass question. I want to know the truth, Big Beard Kenny. Was this your choice, or was there some kind of incentive for you joining La Familia? Again, I'm unbiased, but I want to know the facts.
It looks like Beer Big Kenny might have mic dropped us with that announcement and just walked away.
Uh-huh. As much as be expected. As much as be expected. I bet.
I'm starting to believe I have seen a lot now since I've been here in the FWWC. You know, I've seen Big Beer Kenny come to La Familia. I've seen people come and go. But the one thing I haven't seen in a while, in my milk carton moment for the week, is James Youngblood of Joker's Wild. Intern Timmy, hit the milk carton music.
You like crazy. I miss you like crazy. Ever since you went away, every hour, every day, I miss you like crazy.
Now, AJ, I want to get your thoughts on this here in just a second, because you were the advocate slash manager of the Steampunks for a while, but James Youngblood was an active competitor. He went on hiatus due to a personal injury, but he still said he was going to remain the manager of Joker's Wild. Now, during that time, he was fairly active, and then all of a sudden, he just dropped off the map around the time Joker's Wild started losing titles. And then out of nowhere, he wants to come back and have some spotlight match at the next pay-per-view. I'm sorry, AJ, but being a manager, to me, that just seems ludicrous. You know, you got to work your way back up. You just can't drop off the map and then come back and say, hey, I'm back, give me my spotlight again.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I don't want to beat a dead horse and constantly go back to me and the Steampunk Collective, but the whole point of being a manager is when your team wins, you should be one of the first people that has your face out there stating, my team won, my team won. When your team loses, like I was, I would put my face out there and say, look, my guy's lost. It happens. And then there have been things where he's been talking and saying, he's the reason why Joker's Wild won their tag team champions. He's the reason why El Luchador won his World Heavyweight Championship. But then I ask him, well, then aren't you the reason they lost? And he has really no comeback to that. He's just like, oh, well, you know, everyone is responsible for what they do. Well, you can only take credit for when they win and then blame them for their losses. Joker's Wild, I have to ask, what kind of manager is that?
I got a question. Who are we talking about?
Exactly. Exactly.
Who are we talking? Who are we talking about?
Got him! Got him!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are still in the thing, but Dewan, I think we just got some breaking news.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
I am here, man. I'm still tripping off this news with Big Beer Kenny joining La Familia. Again, I'm fair. I'm unbiased. Everything down the middle, so I will keep my personal opinions to myself. But congrats to you, Big Beer Kenny. You know what? It's a long time calling and coming, bro. You are the Legends champion. I didn't get a chance to congratulate you on that. La Familia just got their 10th title, so shout out to them boys, man. They're doing big things over there. But in any event, we do have some breaking news, man. Yo, so fresh off the press from the board of directors, we got this on here, on the line, live tonight, 11 p.m. Central. Again, we are brought to you by the WrestleTalk Podcast with Jarrell and A every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central. So your breaking news is this. AJ, you might want to take a close listen to this, bro, because your brother got a lot on the line. Woo, we got a lot on the line this Sunday. So if Massacre, listen very carefully, if Massacre can beat Big Beard Kenny, then Massacre will get the call up to the main roster. And you know what? I've seen a lot of guys be in a lot of matches, call-up matches. You know, if they can beat this guy, beat that guy. You know what? I got a freaking good feeling that your brother Massacre is going to whip that ass come this weekend, man. Because you know what? The boy's got a lot to prove. He's like a freaking loose cannon. And you know what? I wouldn't want to be the guy facing him, especially with a main roster call-up on the line, man. AJ, do you have any thoughts about your twin going into this weekend, man?
The biggest thing I can say is, from what I've known about Massacre, is his attacks on Big Beard Kenny were nothing personal. It was to grab the attention of the BOD and show that he is ready to go against main roster guys. Hence, one of the reasons why he was in a match against Rick Price or Richard Priest tonight. I do know that he is on the fence of certain members of La Familia. He stated he is not an enemy of Big Beard Kenny, but knowing now what happened tonight, if he is listening, I can guarantee he may be a little bit more pissed off about the situation. So I can probably state that he is going to be bringing a whole lot more fire to this match, knowing now that BBK has La Familia behind him, because Mass may have the Steampunk Collective, but there have been multiple times, such as tonight, where he has been alone as well. So I can only expect that he's probably going to say something about trying to keep everybody out of it. I know he'll probably ask the Steampunk Collective to stay out of it with the ties that have been put into it. So
well, I got some more breaking news coming across my line, man. We're going to make sure there's not going to be any interference from the Steampunk Collective or La Familia. Because going across my line right now, man, my news feed, Massacre versus BBK will be a steel cage match, a steel enclosed cage match, baby. So there will be no outside interference from La Familia, no outside interference from the Steampunk Collective. This thing is going to be called down the line, fair and unbiased. I like those eyes, man. Richard Priest, what do you think about this breaking news about this being a steel cage match, my brother?
You know, and I've only been with one match with the bearded one, and he is, even before joining La Familia, he is a man that has earned my respect. He took what was mine, being the greatest undisputed Legends champion. He holds my belt right now, but that is neither here nor there. I'm going with Big Beard Kenny in the steel cage, and I hope for your sake, AJ, he doesn't leave you an only son or an only child.
I mean, in all honesty, it can go either way. I mean, even though he is my brother, we have been at each other's throats for a long time. So even though we've kind of patched up here and there, I mean, I haven't talked to him since I've been kicked out. So,
you mean the night that he attacked you from behind and dropped you on the ground?
Yeah, when he hit me with a nail in the coffin, absolutely.
And then you got kicked out of the Steampunk Collective?
Yeah.
For just speaking your own mind?
It wasn't just speaking my own mind. I told you there were some things behind the scenes that a lot of people didn't know about. I was not the greatest person to a lot of those people behind the scenes. I have apologized to them. We have gotten past it.
And actually, AJ, I do have a little bit of dirt on all that. I did find out that Arden was the one that cast the major vote to kick you out, but that's neither here nor there. I do believe our special guest is getting ready to come on. Come on. Is that correct, Dwan?
Yes, that is. Don't you just love how you throw shade and just goes on? Yeah, so you suck. Moving on, ladies and gentlemen, we've got our special guest on the line. There's only one rush here, please, man. That's why this is the best show in the land, man. But, yeah, we do have a special guest coming on the line, man. I'm going to let AJ take this one. I'm real excited about this special guest tonight, man. This particular person, my God, what more can I say about them? AJ, give it up, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce us to our women's champion and our world heavyweight champion, the Dark Knight.
Yo, what's up?
How are you doing tonight? Lawson's own Dark Knight, how are you doing, man?
I am a little inebriated, just a little bit, but I am great.
I need to talk to you about just a couple things here and there. Last week, you were involved in a match with Corbin Metalmaniac Slater, the Warrior's Heart champion, and you guys came to a tie. Is there anything you feel that you could have done better in that match to have beaten him?
He could have fought a little harder. it was a good match. It was a really good match. I think he came into it to try to make a statement, a point, that he is somebody that I should be looking out for, because he felt like, you know, that I wasn't paying attention to who he was. And to be honest, I wasn't, you know. Just my time here in the chapter, you know, I've come to respect a lot of people, and, you know, and he just wasn't just on my radar. So I think he came into the match to really try to prove himself to be worthy of my attention. And, you know, he got a spark of my attention, but, I mean, it was a good match. He fought a good fight. So,
Okay, coming up here, you're going to have a women's title match here at Fastlane, I believe, against Missy. Is that correct?
Yes, against Marvelous Missy. Yes.
So what is your game plan going into Fastlane this weekend?
My game plan is like every other match. This is another match. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to bring what I know to bring to the match. You know what I'm saying? I've been pretty dominant so far as the women's champion. Just, you know, retaining my title and just, you know, working hard and, you know, just doing what I do best. I mean, you know, she is someone to, you know, not that I need to be worried about, but I do need to be, you know, make sure that I'm on my P's and Q's with everything. But I'm feeling confident that I will continue to retain the title. As the women's champion, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to keep facing the same people, you know what I'm saying, so, but I know she had something to prove in this chapter, and, you know, hopefully it'd be a really exciting match, so.
Absolutely.
Well, Matt, it sounds like a celebration party in the background. I guess that's celebrating Big Beer Kenny joining us here in La Familia.
Yes,
correct?
Big Beer Kenny joining La Familia, you know what I'm saying? One extra brother. You know, so I think that is amazing. I think he's going to be a really good asset to the family. And, you know, it just shows what the family is about. It's about bringing in people that, you know what I'm saying, who is, you know, understands the idea of what being the champion looks like. And also solidarity and, you know, brother and sisterhood. So I think he's going to be a really good asset. I'm excited that he's joining the family, you know. So I can't wait to see his success here in the group. So.
Sorry, Rick, you were about to say something.
If you're going to be joining us, you holding two titles, hopefully Big Papa and my tag team partner Marcus Mayhem will hopefully bring some more gold into La Familia. You will comment on our championship status as of right now.
Repeat the last part.
You want to comment on the championship status?
The championship status of La Familia. Are you saying the championship status of La Familia?
Yeah.
I mean that's where we are. We're a family of champions. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, with me holding two titles, and then you got me holding the title. You know, so I'm just looking for all of our brothers to be successful in holding titles as well. Like. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm hoping that, you know what I'm saying, that we can win that Warriors Heart Champion. You know what I'm saying? We can, we got the tag titles and everything. So, and, you know, bringing the U.S. title into the family, like, you know, not to say that, you know, and I'm pretty sure people are looking at us, like, you know, as, like, oh, you guys got everybody in your group, and now you guys want all the champions in your group. It's just that we just want to be an example to people of what, you know what I'm saying, legacies look like. What does it mean for people to win? What that looks like. And if we have to be an example, then, you know, so be it. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm hoping that, you know, with their matches coming up, that they can bring more gold to the family, because we are a family of champions. So.
All right, I'm going to ask the last question. And, hey, tell the celebration to keep it down back there, man. We're trying to run a show.
I'm sorry. I'm at this work thing, so, you know.
here's my question. Hold it. First of all, Dark Knight, this is the head admin. This is the admin, DeJuan Mills. And you know you and me go back a long time.
Yes, we do.
Years
yes, we do.
Yes,
we
do.
Yes, we do.
So, for starters, I have to give congrats where congrats is due. Thank you for being a part of this chapter. Thank you for being a part of this group. Thank you for everything you've done, not only as a competitor, but as a champion. I am very, very proud to not only have you as a member, I'm very, very proud to have you as a double champion. You have whipped ass and taken names, and absolutely, I am very, very impressed with all you do with your contributions to the women's division, being the heavyweight champion. All that is all good. You have my respect. And I am in love with everything that you do. But here's my thing that I need to ask you, champ.
Okay.
And again, I'm going to call it down the middle. What's more important to you, championships or substance? Because if you look at it, it seems that all the gold is flocking to La Familia. And because that is happening, it seems more that you guys are more concerned about gold, about status, not necessarily about substance. See, to be a champion in this chapter, not only do you have to be the best at what you do, you also have to be a defending champion. Everything that you do has to be A1. Basically, you're the face of this chapter. When people think of this chapter, they think of you being a double champion. So my thing is this. Do you believe that being a champion is better, or providing the best content and actually being a representing this group to the best of your ability is better? What's more important to you?
I honestly believe substance is better. Me personally, I think you need to keep people, you know, drawn in and, you know, stuck and cute and curious about what we're about. You know, I really like the whole campaign of, you know, bringing back entertainment. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to be a champion. That's what you fight for. That's what you want, is to hold that goal. But you know what I'm saying? You want to give the audience a story behind it. You know what led to you being a champion. You know the things that you went through, or the people you had to face, or you know the things that you had to go through for you to hold that goal. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what the process is. What makes it fun. For me, you know what I'm saying, the storylines and the things that you've got to go through. So for me, it is the substance, you know what I'm saying, yes, I'm very proud, you know what I'm saying, to come in here and be a double champion. But, you know, I don't want to end it there. I mean, I've been holding the swimming title for a long time, and I'm kind of like, you know what, I need some entertainment. I need somebody, you know, to challenge me, you know what I'm saying, because I want to prove that, you know, I'm just not just holding this title just to hold this title. But, you know, I wanted to be a story about it. So it is, for me, important that we have substance and that we have, you know, saying really great storylines. So, you know, saying that's one thing that I want to create as a champion is that I'm just not holding the belt, but, you know, saying that people look at it and it's like, man, you know what I'm saying, like her story is pretty, is like freaking awesome. So.
Great answer. Great answer. I like that.
You know, you sound a little salty about how 6 of the 9 championships are being held by La Familia. And, you know, for a guy who's trying to throw it down the middle, you seem a little salty, sir.
Well, I'm not being salty, and I know we got to let the Dark Knight do our thing. Thank you, hun, for being on our show. But, I mean,
oh,
it is what it is. Hell yeah. I mean, yeah, you, again, respect, kudos. You know, but I'm just calling it what it is, man. I'm just saying it is what it is, dude. You gotta understand something, man.
I mean, if you want to see new champions, then they're gonna have to win matches. That's just what it is. It's, you know, as much substance as you can bring, you still got, at the end of the day, you got to win your match. And if you're not winning your match, then it's not my fault that I'm still a champion. You know what I'm saying? I can't help it that I'm dominating my matches. Like, I can't just throw the match just so that you can win. Like, you know, at the end of the day, you got to win. So.
Well, winners win, and that's all I got to say about that. Thank you, Dark Knight. We appreciate you for coming on tonight. You were awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Like, I really do.
All right.
Yeah, that's correct. Winners win, and La Familia holds the belts.
Yeah, Ricky, you sound a little cocky there, but let me point out the fact that you held the belt. You joined La Familia. You lost the belt. Marcus held the belt. He joined La Familia. He lost the belt. DBK.
I won my belt after joining La Familia.
He joined La Familia. And if history shows anything, Massacre may very well move up and get that belt.
But once again, AJ, I won the belt after joining La Familia. And how many belts have you held?
It doesn't matter. I'm undefeated.
And kicked out of the Steampunk Collective.
But I'm undefeated. So greatest record right now, me, between the two of us.
And someone say shade.
So I'm getting across our feet. We have a couple callers, and we don't have a lot of time left. I got to go through and see exactly who we can fit in here. I know we have Marcus Mayhem. Mayhem is on the line.
Get it right. It's Mayhem. Just Mayhem.
And if you're going to introduce him, it's La Familia's own, one half of the Rough Riders, Marcus.
Mayhem. Tonight, as I said before, I was going to go 3-0 against Arden Murphy. I proved my point once again to Arden Murphy why he should step off and not challenge me ever again. And due to my win tonight, I am in the hunt for the Intercontinental Championship against one of my La Familia brothers, one of the greatest ever, the Voodoo Master. Now, let's talk about my match tonight and how, once again, I dominated in the Hell's Inferno match.
And just to throw it out to you, there was no interference tonight, Marcus, because I know Arden loves to whine and complain about how he gets interfered with.
It wasn't about interfering. It was simply about the fact of how every time him and Marcus has faced, there's been some kind of low blow, dirty shot. But I do believe Marcus won fair and square tonight, so I do applaud you on that, sir.
I don't need your applause. I don't need any type of praise from you at all. I win my matches the way I need to win them. Simple as that. So get on board or get off. Next question.
You called us. You had something you had to say.
Yes, and I said what I had to say. Arden got beat once again for the third time in a row. And once again, I proved why I'm one of the best in the chapter. And I will win the Intercontinental Championship at Universe Mania. But right now, my eyes is on Fastlane and who's going to get destroyed next. Because right now, I'm on a roll, and whoever gets in my way is going to end up like Arden Murphy, burnt to a crisp and no more.
Okay, speaking of that, since you brought it up, one question. Do you have an opponent in your sights that you would like to face at Fastlane?
Honestly, I don't have anyone in mind that I want to get rid of. There are a few people that have gotten on my nerves who have really just run their mouths too much, like they are above everyone else because they got a couple of wins, like Diedrich Rain and the Heel Deal. And there's plenty of others who they're just not worth the gloatness that they always throw out about how good they are. They haven't won against someone like me.
I don't want to try and do any booking for you, but I would like to point out, do you feel like maybe you could be the man to put the Heel Deal in this place?
It's not can I be the man. I am the man who can put the Heel Deal in his place. That is not a question. But it's not up to me to book the matches. All I do is just destroy who is put in front of me.
All right. That's good enough. I appreciate your call in, and I enjoyed hearing what you had to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marcus. And, brother, I will see you later when we party again.
I'm not sure how much partying that guy wants to do, bro. That sounds like a different guy that I know. But, hey, moving on, man, because we got to wrap the show up, man. This Sunday, we got Fastlane coming up. And to my understanding, this Sunday, we're going to have a women's championship match. It will be the Dark Knight defending her women's title against Missy. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Missy is on the line to talk about her match. Do we have her?
Hello.
Missy, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. I believe you have a women's championship match coming up.
Yes, this will be my third time going after this championship.
Ooh.
Third time
well,
the charm.
Third time unlucky.
What was that,
What'd
Rick?
You say?
I couldn't hear you. You started skipping.
I said this would be my third time going after this championship.
And since you started going after La Familia's own Dark Knight, it will probably be third time unlucky for you, Missy.
Well, I've been training, so you never know. I think I'm going to come out on top this time.
What are some of your plans, your game plan going into this title match this time? Obviously, you've done it two times before.
Like I said, I've just been fighting and hopefully getting more wins under my belt. So this weekend, I should be able to defeat her because I've gotten more practice here. I got more training here.
I don't mean to cut time short. We are running low on time. Is there one final thing you would like to say to your opponent, the Dark Knight, before heading into Fastlane?
Just thank you for going against me and, you know, treating me like an equal. I know that the women's championship, it's one of those only women can fight for. We don't have a whole lot of divas participating right now. So I know how it is to keep going against the same person again and again. So I just want to say thank you, and hopefully I can beat you this weekend.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you. We appreciate your time, and thank you for calling in.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
We will. You too.
Man,
Jordan,
that's
I know
awesome.
We are running,
yeah,
I know
we
we're running short
we
on time,
on
but I believe we have one more guy on the line.
Yeah, and this guy in particular, man, he has a championship match this weekend, man, at Fastlane. This guy's going to be taking on Luchador KC and Legion himself. What we got, Mason Mechanic Murray for the European Championship. Do we got Mason on the line? Do we have him on the line?
Yes, sir, you sure do.
Hell yeah. What's up, brother? See, I like this guy, man. I like this country redneck, man. I kind of like that kind of stuff myself, man. See, yo, I'm going to take it from here, man. Yo, bro, you got what you wanted. Man, you went and told you flipped some tables. You threw some trash cans, and you threw some damn chairs. But guess what, brother? You are in a championship match this Sunday for the European title. Now, let me put it in perspective, brother. This is an inaugural title. This is the first time this title will be defended for in this chapter. What are you going to do to win this championship real fast?
Well, sir, I tell you what. I'm going to do the same daggum thing I do every night I go out in the ring. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to dominate. I'm going to throw some high-performance piston punches, and I'm going to perform my mechanic special on El Luchador, the Explorer, and Legion. And by the way, I just want to say real quick, I don't want to hear anything from Rashard Priest because I got a win over him, and he ain't nothing to me, son.
Ooh. Where's the drop? Can we get
the Deuce
drop?
The Hazard, calm down there, and why don't you just go on back and get underneath your car and turn some wrenches.
Hey, I tell you what, son. I'm going to jack you up, rotate your tires, and change your oil before you can even wake up. How about that?
Hey, what you and Artie Murphy do in the bedroom, we don't need to hear about. Next caller, please.
You wish, son.
Oh, well, thank you, Mason. Thank you, Mason, for coming on, man. We appreciate you. Man, this Sunday is gonna be great, guys. I don't think we know what we're in store for, man. Like you said, UST Championship match. It will be Danny Lane defending against my boy D Ring. We also got a very, 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 very interesting match. It's gonna be Theory. Man, is it Theory? Which one is it? Is it gonna be Theory? There's like seven of them. Well, I believe it's Theory is gonna take on my man. Amazing. That's going down this Sunday. Also, Big Beer Kenny is going to take on Massacre. That's going to be an awesome match. And to be honest with you guys, I'm so, so freaking excited. Not only for Sunday, but I'm even more excited for my man who's going to be competing, Nightmare Jones. Wait a minute. Does Nightmare Jones even have a – Nightmare Jones, does he have an opponent? Do we know that? Do we know? Do we have any idea who he's fighting? I don't know.
I do believe that Nightmare Jones will be in a La Familia exhibition match with Big Papa Kirk, if my sources are correct.
Oh, well, that'd be interesting to see, man. That's going to be a kick-ass match. But more importantly, man, we want to go ahead and make sure you guys tune in this Sunday to the FWWC. But even before that, we want you guys to tune in this Wednesday to the WrestleTalk podcast with Joe and Renee because we're going to have a couple of special guests. Our man, Fred Oddman, is going to be on. Now, if you don't know who that guy is, okay, think Typhoon. Think Shockmaster. Think Tugboat. Yeah, legend in the game in old school WWF, man. Fred Oddman is going to be on this Wednesday. Also, from Dynamo Pro, the champion, the Dynamo Pro champ, Brandon Aarons is going to be on the WrestleTalk podcast this Wednesday with Joe Renee. Like I said, yo, you guys need to tune in at 7 o'clock live on the WrestleTalk podcast. It is going to be an awesome and incredible show. Yo, we got to get up out of here, but please do not forget, mark your calendars. Put on your calendars. Universe Mania 3. Universe Mania 3 at Rockstar Burgers, man. We're going to have the whole clique come out. We're going to have the whole Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide chapter, special guest wrestlers. We're going to have performances. Like, dude, y'all need to get out there. Get your tickets right now. Now, I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be at WrestleMania, but I'm going to be live on location from Orlando to be out and converse with you guys, man. It is going to be a great show. AJ, I heard rumors you're going to be there. Rashard Priest, I heard rumors you're going to be there, man. I know damn well you guys are going to make that, aren't you?
I'm doing everything within my power to get there. I have a very busy schedule, but I am pushing as hard as I can to make sure I'm there. If I'm not there, Massacre may very well show up. And so I don't know if me and him in the same place would be a great idea, but one of us will try and be there.
And I just got a few final thoughts on the night. I do hear that Mason Mechanics Murray's hometown next year is actually getting indoor plumbing, and they're very excited about that.
Oh, man. Well, it was another great show for you guys, man. Thank you, everybody, on the WrestleTalk Podcast for checking us out, man. This has been the FWC Today. Admin DeJuan Mills, my man AJ Atticus, and, of course, Richard Priest.
Whoa, DeJuan. I'm sorry, I've been cutting you off all night. But El Jefe is on the line, the leader of La Familia, El Mataratas.
Buenas noches, FWC. Soy yo, el jefe de la familia, el Mataratas. And I needed to make some time this evening to share just a few brief thoughts. Hold back your excitement, boys. I know it must be hard to hear the voice that nobody ever wants to hear. The voice of the forgotten greatest campeón in the history of this fantasy wrestling group. I have a quick message. See, I heard somebody on today that reminded me of the past. But what I refuse to do is to make this about myself. So allow me to say this. Bienvenido a la familia, Big Beard Kenny. Welcome. Know this. Despite a loss at Fastlane, Universe Mania 3, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, or whenever it may be, here's one thing you can be sure of. You will never be beat up or kicked out for anything. The only reason someone leaves La Familia is because they're being carried by six in a casket. So let me just heed this warning to everybody. La Familia is not here to make your life more difficult. As long as your business doesn't interfere with ours. And head admin, I heard what you said tonight. Doesn't sit well. Maybe we do have unfinished business.
Hey. Maybe we have no quarrel with you, bro.
It doesn't?
No, sir.
My Warriors Heart Championship reign was already forgotten? FWC. I'll leave it at this so that the head admin can have the last word. Mata's not here to fight. La Familia is not here to fight. We're here to win. Blood in, blood out. Plata o plomo.
Well, that was the one and only El Matas Ratas. Man, shout out to that guy, man. But one thing that we do need to know, I always got the CEO's number in my back pocket. For your sake and mine's, don't make me use it. With that being said, good night, ladies and gentlemen. This is FWC signing out. Headman, head admin, I'm out. AJ Atticus, Richard Priest. Until next week. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Joe from the WrestleTalk Podcast reminding you to tune in to the FWWC Today every Monday night at 11:30 Eastern Time, 10:30 Central Time, and make sure you tune in to the Wrestle Talk Podcast tomorrow night, or I should say Wednesday night, when we have the great Fred Ottman, Tugboat, Shockmaster, the Dynamo Pro Champion Brandon Aarons. Renee will be there. I will be there. Will you be there? Ladies and gentlemen, I bid you adieu.